We are here at the National FFA Convention. Third General Session keynote speaker, Cody Back from Kentucky, shares his message. Cody, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm Cody Back. I'm from Frenchburg, Kentucky, originally a little town of about 500 people right in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. And I'm proud to call that place home. I've, you know, been around a little bit and finally got back there. And I'm a dad to two little girls, Neva Lynn and Ellie June, husband to Nikki. And live there, and you know, when I'm not with them or not working, doing leadership type stuff, I love to go turkey hunting and get outside. And yeah, I think that's probably a little bit about me, things I enjoy.
And at one point, you were a national officer in the FFA. When was that experience?
You would ask me that, Adam. I was elected in 2006, so it would have been 2007 I presided. So 15 years ago, our team presided over the 80th National Convention. So it's been a decade and a half, which doesn't seem real.
And 15 years later, you're back here sharing yet another message. What is it that you had to say to FFA members today?
Yeah, and just so honored to get asked to come and speak at convention. Seemed like a dream being out there. So my message today really, I would say, is kind of three major takeaways. You know, I feel like students in this day and age really struggle with self-confidence and, you know, knowing who they are and who they want to be. And so that was my message, is that, hey, there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows. And from those, there's things we can learn. We shouldn't let those moments define us. Instead, let's use the moments where things maybe aren't going so well for us to grow our humility, to learn from it, to look for opportunities to grow, to look for people that can help us. When we have those high moments and things are going our way, how do we like allow that to help us to be confident so that we can know more about who we are, the things we enjoy, and just use that to help us grow as a leader? And it's really about finding that great combination of being confident and knowing who we are, but also being humble enough to value the people around us. And I think those things just go together really well. And I think people struggle sometimes, right? They either let the high moments go to their head and they get cocky and prideful, or they let the low moments go to their heart and it kills their self-esteem or hurts their confidence. And I just don't want that for students. And ultimately, I don't want their worth or the value that they feel they bring to the world to be tied up in wins and losses. It's more about who they become. And so that was really a message, is like, who you become is and always will be more important than the things you accomplish. And you need to give that consideration. So really, who do you want to be? Once you figure that out, then you just stay humble, stay confident, and go be that.
A very impactful message for thousands of FFA members. I loved the dichotomy that you drew between confidence and humility there. And I definitely took away quite a few key points for myself. So I can assure you that it was a message worth hearing for all those FFA members. And I love that it's also, you know, applicable for anybody who listens to it. It's tailored to these FFA members out here, but anybody can take away key points from that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, they say you give the message that you need to hear. I think it's a message that I need to hear, because, I mean, when I'm real with myself, like, I can definitely, when things are going away, start to feel full of myself, and I'm thankful for a wife that will remind me that maybe I'm not all that. And my daughters, man, they'll keep you as honest as anybody, because anytime I'm feeling cool, they're like, well, mommy's better. So they keep me humble in that. And it's, you know, it's something I think we all struggle with. It's easy to let the world define our worth and like feel good when things are going bad, or to feel down in ourselves, feel good when things are going well, or feel down in ourselves when things are going bad. And yeah, I hope it resonates with people and that they can see themselves in that message and think about it in their own life of, yeah, how do I make sure I keep that right balance of humility and confidence?
One of the many amazing keynote speakers here at the 95th National FFA Convention, Cody Back, thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Appreciate you having me.
I'm Adam Loker, reporting for National FFA.